Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thanks to Trade Coffee for supporting the Morning Stream. With Trade Coffee, you get the freshest roasted and ethically sourced beans from America's best independent roasters. And Trade Coffee ships to you for free as often as you like, whole or ground. Right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/TMS. Coming up on TMS, Brian's Vegas residency.
Ask Scott to ask Brian to ask Alexa to ask Samuel about snakes.
Snakes on a podcast.
Tadpool is not Wikipedia.
I hear boobs and puppies are good.
Did nothing. Problem solved.
It's coming from inside the garbage can.
Callous tender bits.
Questioning reality shows.
I carried Chuck E. Cheese for a long time.
I don't like rats and fleas.
That's a long way to travel for a swim.
All fastidious and Tony Randallish.
Florida man. Shouldn't.
A wild puppy appears.
Not answering phones with Bill.
Wormy urethra bacteria with Bobby and more. On this episode of The Morning Stream.
Let's upgrade the world together. How will you upgrade your world?
Hello, nerds.
It's the show that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. This is The Morning Stream.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to TMS. It's The Morning Stream for June 28, 2022. I'm Scott Johnson. That is Brian Ibbett right there.
Hey-o. Hello.
Hey-o. And he's standing today. He's not on his bum.
Standing. All recovered and stuff.
That's great. Look at that snapback you did. You did a snapback.
Darn right. I think, you know, it really has to do. It was a long struggle of like having to juggle freelance projects and podcasting and like say, no, all right, I have to do a 2-hour ride today. I have to do a 3-hour ride today, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's because of that that I did each day in less than 5 hours and that I recovered quickly from it and that I was able to go up hills without really killing myself.
Yeah, turns out training things. Kind of basically, right?
It's amazing, right? Training works.
Yeah.
Wow.
Weird.
Who knew? Who knew?
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I have a story of a haunting to tell. Not usually a ghost believing bunch here on the show. We're not really into that sort of thing.
There's some scary haunty music in the background, like
if I have anything that's scary. Let's see. Oh, I probably do. Hold on here. Let's see. Let's do here's something mysterious it says.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Alright. So this is playing. Whoops. I gotta turn it down. Okay, so...
Dearest Martha.
Dear Martha, I was a vampire today.
This is my 14th day in the haunted mansion, waiting for them to start the cars again.
Well, that sounds like a nightmare. I wouldn't want that. All right, anyway, so here's the deal. You know, I complained about it before on the show that we have these alarms that in our house that just off for no reason.
Beep, beep, yeah.
Beep, and usually it's battery. But sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just because it's doing it. And then the last couple of weeks, or I don't know, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, they just started going off, fully going off, for no reason at random times. And then they would stop. And then they would go off again. And they would stop. Mm-hmm. And then they stopped. And we're like, okay, we're good, I guess. We don't have to think about this for a while.
Mm-hmm. It's the problem solved itself.
Yes. We thought it did. Or we'd hoped it did. Yesterday, started going off again.
Oh no! Like
freaking out, just going off like crazy, and it wouldn't stop. Or if it did stop, it would only stop for like 10 seconds, then it would go off again. So Kim and I decided that's it. We've had it. Got some brand new ones, like whole new devices, not just the batteries.
Really?
And stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just like, you know what?
You were going to look for some that were like rechargeable, right? Like that,
like smarter ones and all that. Yeah. We ended up not. We went with the cheap ones. I mean, part of the problem is there's like four of them, and I was like not in the mood to spend $300 on a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, we'll just use these. But they're newer and, you know, should be better. So we went and put them all in. And here's the weird part.
Okay.
I throw the old ones in a garbage bin. Uh-huh. And I leave them there for a minute, and all of a sudden we hear wee-wee-wee-wee, and we're like, where is that coming from? We thought it was the house again. But no, it was in the garbage can. So I'm like, oh, well, the batteries are in there. Duh. What are we thinking? We got to take the batteries out. So we took the battery out.
Okay.
Put them on the table. Threw them back in the garbage. 20 minutes later. I mean, a good 20 minutes later. We're in the kitchen. Kim's making jambalaya. I'm doing something. And we hear this muffled coming from the garbage can again. There's no battery.
Like, it's like the Twilight Zone Talking Tina episode, right? Where, you know, every time he thinks he gets rid of it, I'm Talking Tina and I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, kind of like that. And it just sat there doing its thing. Open up the garbage. Soon as I open the can, stops. I'm like, I ain't having any of this. So I took that thing out of the house and threw it in the can outside and put it on the curb because today's garbage day anyway. So that's it. We're done with those haunted things. F those things. They sucked. I'm sure there were some. They probably retained some part of their power. You know, like, I don't know. Like a lot of things. There's a reason you unplug stuff for 10 seconds before plugging it back in. You know, there's like residual power in there.
Exactly. Capacitors that can drain and stuff like that.
So it was really, really annoying. Now, if you really wanted to get me, I'm just putting this out there. You know, Carter, I don't know if she's in the chat, but if you really wanted to get me, you would put this thing in my bed tonight or something.
Maybe she's already doing this. Maybe, you know, she's already somehow involved in this sort of thing.
Maybe this is one long con and she's just keeping a nice straight face about it. I don't know. But that thing sucked. Freaking good riddance. The trash guy came today. I watched through the window. And as soon as that can went, ka-gung, ka-gung, I went, just like threw a bird in the air. Just a celebratory bird. And said, that's it. You're out. You're done. So we're not going to have to deal with that anymore.
It was thank goodness. Oh, my gosh.
It was a stupid night, I have to admit.
Ugh.
Anyway, so there's that. What else? Oh, okay. There's this list I've been holding on for a bit, and I wanted to make sure I shared it before I forgot about it. We just didn't have time yesterday. So this came from Runtfish, one of our listeners. Runtfish. I love that name.
Runtfish. I do. I do, too.
It's an amazing name.
Like it's like a Pokemon, right? Like, what does Runtfish evolve into?
It's amazing. Anyway, so sent this list, you thought this would be interesting for the show. The most featured leading actors in IMDb's top 1,000 movie list. So they have that top 1,000 movie list from 1 to 1,000. It's a million movies. Well, it's 1,000 movies, but it's a ton of movies and you know them and, you know, it's stuff you expect to be in the top 10 is there and so on and so forth.
Okay.
And so what somebody did is took that data and tried to figure out who is the most prominently featured actor or actress in that 1,000 movies.
So in other words, like, all right, you've got 1,000 movies. What actor has appeared in the most of them?
Correct.
What actress has appeared in the most?
It's a little bit like what we do with FilmSack, quicksack.lee. Or no, is that the one? No, it's the other one.
Oh, Sack.
FilmSack Stats.
FilmSack Stats, yeah.
Yeah, that one tells us that Arnold Schwarzenegger is the most common actor or whatever.
Right.
So this is a little bit like that. It kind of surprised me, so I wanted to share it. So my guess would have been, I don't know what my guess would have been, honestly.
I'm going to pull up the link because I don't think we're not doing a, you have to guess, Brian.
No, no guessing. The most, yeah, no guessing. So it's Robert De Niro is number one, like by far.
In the top, gotcha. So this isn't just any 1,000 movies. These are the top movies.
These are the top 1,000.
Rated on by IMDb.
Correct. So they're rated top 1,000 movies. Robert De Niro.
So Yahoo Serious is not going to appear.
He's not going to appear. No, he will not. He will appear in hell when we meet him there.
Right.
Okay. So there's Robert De Niro, and then Tom Hanks, a decent distance from him. That one I would have maybe picked. I could see that.
I mean, you say decent distance, but it's interesting how it's by year too. It's only two less appearances than Robert De Niro on the list. But
correct.
The average year of appearances. Okay, so like Robert De Niro's peak of appearance time is like 1991, mm-hmm. whereas Tom Hanks is like 2002.
Right.
Their best movies, I guess is what you'd say, their best movies are in this, like this, centered around this focal point.
Yeah, correct. Same with like James Stewart, Humphrey Bogart in the 50s, Clint Eastwood in the 80s, this sort of thing.
Okay.
Al Pacino in third, and he's peaking right around the late 80s, early 90s.
Sure.
Matt Damon, Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Christian Bale tied for right around the same hovering. Era.
Yeah, but in different, like, different year, like, you know, every year it'd be like, oh, yeah, well, you know, Christian Bale is the new Brad Pitt, and mm-hmm. Leonardo DiCaprio is the new Christian Bale.
Yep. And so far we know all these names. Here's another one. Michael Caine, peaking in the mid-90s, it says. Scarlett Johansson peaking kind of still, but in the 2010s. Denzel Washington, right around 2000 with his peak. But I don't know who Aamir Khan is. Why do I not know that name?
Probably like a Bollywood star, maybe?
Is that the deal? Must be, right?
Yeah, I think so. And just, you know, prolific, let's see, Indian actor, film director, and producer, works in Hindi films, career spanning 30 years. He's established himself as one of the most popular and influential actors of Indian cinema. And I'm looking to see if there's anything like, you know, if he's made an appearance in an American movie or English movie that we might have seen. And I am not seeing.
In March, he says he decided to leave Bollywood and left his ex-wife.
Oh, wow. Just a clean break from all of it.
Yeah. Wait, left his ex-wife. Wouldn't that be his ex-wife?
Left his wife.
Yeah.
Turned his wife into an ex-wife.
He's only 57. Weird. Anyway, I did that, so that's kind of cool for him, I guess.
I know we've divorced and everything, but I'm leaving you.
I'm out of here. I'm doing it twice. Well, anyway, so he has the record for having the highest grossing Indian film of all time. And
look at that, yeah.
Best actor
award.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm looking at his list here. I don't think there's anything that we would have seen, but
says he's the biggest movie star in the world if you count population. Because in India they have a much larger audience.
Sure. That makes
sense. Successful career, acting comeback, directorial debut.
It's an interesting way to phrase it, though, right? Because we don't see many Bollywood films in America.
No, very rare.
Very, very rare. Yeah. But I know that our movies do well in Indian markets, foreign markets as well. So to say that he's the most popular actor by population. Mm-hmm. It's a tough thing. It's a tough thing to say if we don't watch as many of their movies as they watch of ours.
Yeah, that's
so
a good point.
Think that De Niro would still be big there too.
Yeah, right? That's a good point. I mean, it feels like, okay, so Hollywood obviously is the one that permeates everybody.
Right.
Because, you know, I don't know, whatever. We're OG that way. That's the one export we're still good at, I guess.
Yeah.
But then, but you're right. It doesn't come back the other mm-hmm. direction. So
if that's, not, it's not vice it's versa.
Yeah, not vice versa. Aamir Khan, I thought for a hot second, I thought it was the dude in in Temple of Doom going, Kalima Shakti. That guy. It's not him, though.
It's not him? Okay.
No. I wanted to be him. Yeah. Him. He was cool, too. He died, but he's...
He was cool. I mean, for all we know, Aamir Khan could have been one of the kids that runs in, you know, that was... trying to uncover the Sankara stones and then got freed and
mm-hmm. That's right. Bring back to us, they said.
Exactly.
So Brian, tell me about this Emmy thing. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, so right now, actually yesterday was the deadline for Emmy nomination voting. So first, all the people who are members of the Television Academy get to vote on which shows to include in Emmy nominations. And then after that, then there's a further round of voting of like, all right, well, which one of these nominations should win? And because we have a friend in the movie business, in the television business, whose name I'll protect here, I won't say, I actually got to see the voting process. I got to watch him or her.
Yeah.
Complete his or her votes.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
But it's kind of cool. So, like, you go to a site. It's all done with a site and two-factor authentication, all that sort of thing. And then you get, like, a huge long list. So let's say an outstanding comedy series, right? Mm-hmm. And you get a list of every freaking show that came out, like, sure, Abbott Elementary, Acapulco, The After Party, American Auto, and just like that, AP Bio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Sure. And then you go through and say, oh yeah, this one was a really good show, this one was a really good show, and go through like that. And it was kind of cool. So, like, you know, seeing stuff like Barry ended up in the Outstanding Comedy Series. And I guess if you base it on the first season.
Well, I think you base it on almost all of it except for this last.
For this current season.
Even last half of this last season. Like, the first part. And there were still moments in this season, even in the final episode, where I laughed out loud.
Yeah.
But it's not. Yeah. You're right. It's not like.
It's no Abbott Elementary. You're not seeing, or Ted Lasso, or that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But really cool getting to see, like, oh man, Peacemaker might have a chance of being a nominee, or The Righteous Gemstones, or Curb Your Enthusiasm, or What We Do in the Shadows. Like, seeing some of these, like, and you see this list and you start saying, oh yeah, I forgot about that show. That show was so good. Or even better, oh, I forgot about that show. Now I need to watch it because I remember wanting to watch it and I forgot about it. What I really liked about it was that it finally did the thing for me that helped put a nice big wall that I made Mexico pay for between outstanding competition program, which is your shows like Amazing Race and Survivor,
sure,
and Making It with Amy Poehler and what's his face? Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
And separating that from the category of outstanding reality program. And they even break up structured reality program and unstructured reality program. And those are your things like, so unstructured, it's easy for me to say, is your crap like Bachelor in Paradise, Kendra Sells Hollywood, The Kardashians, but also some good stuff like Deadliest Catch, Intervention sometimes, but a lot of that stuff, you know, all of the Real Housewives stuff fits in this unstructured. And it's like, okay, there's my break of, like, Survivor.
Yeah.
Not a reality show. It's a competition program.
Right.
This other garbage, almost all of which I hate, is reality shows. And now I can say, yes, Scott, I'm with you. I hate reality shows.
Oh, good. Now, see, look, now we can finally, we have an accord.
Yeah. I could finally say, okay, yeah, Survivor, Amazing Race, not a reality show, but a competition show.
So does that mean that all game shows are also competition shows? Are they in the same category?
Let's see.
No?
Those are in a different, and I was surprised to see this too. So let me find that. I take that back. Yeah, so The Chase, Bullshit the Game Show, which I loved. If you still haven't seen that on Netflix, it's excellent. The Cube, that dumb Frogger thing, The Amazing Holy Moly, which you still haven't watched.
Oh yeah, Holy Moly, frick, the golf mini
Rob
golf
Riggle
thing.
But all that stuff falls under competition programs. Mm. So game shows, whether they're primetime PM game shows or streaming game shows, fall into the same category as, like, you know, these Amazing Race and Survivor and stuff like that. Sure. Sadly, there's garbage in here too, like The Masked Singer and The Bachelor and Bachelorette, which, separate from Bachelor in Paradise, which is an unstructured reality program. Mm. It's really weird how they, you know, how they divide these things.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Had no idea. So that's all done. So what happens now? They announce nominees at some
now
point.
Now they announce, they'll tally all the votes, and they will. Severance. So I watched this person select and make sure that they selected Severance for outstanding drama series.
Good, you have to kick them in the
Free Rangers.
Yeah, they have to kick them in the butt if they don't do that.
That's right.
Yeah.
So now they tally all these nominees and figure out what the final slate is going to be. I think Emmys never doesn't stray above five. Like, it still keeps it to five, doesn't it? Unlike the Oscars, which fluctuates.
I can't remember the total, but I think you're right. It doesn't. They don't have the higher limit that the Oscars do, as far as I know.
I'm going to look really quickly at the Emmy nominees.
They probably should, though, honestly.
Yeah.
There's so much good TV now. Like, you don't have enough room, I think.
Right, right.
Which is why the film, why the Oscars expanded, because there were so many movies they wanted to get in.
Yeah, and when you see this list, I mean, now that, you know, of course, with all this streaming, no, I take that back. All right, so outstanding drama series had Bridgerton, Handmaid's Tale, Pose, Lovecraft Country, The Boys, Mandalorian, This Is Us, and The Crown, which was the one that won. So that's eight in that category. So I guess they can go as big as they need to.
Maybe they can go, yeah, maybe they don't have a limit. I mean, they probably have some.
Maybe not.
It's like we can't do 50, but...
Right.
Interesting. Well, all right. And that's when do we hear that?
That I don't know. I don't know when the nominees get announced. The actual award ceremony is usually in the fall, like September. Mm. So I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know when.
Probably late summer sometime.
Yeah, exactly. Absalom Jones. If you don't know that I've checked out Taskmaster UK, you need to go back and watch video from TMS Vegas. Because not only have I watched it, I stole it.
Yep. He full on. That's my first taste of Taskmaster UK was Brian's Brian's Vegas version of it. And it was great. It made me want to watch that show. Where is that even showing? Where is that on?
It's in your inbox because I think KT Data sent you the video to put somewhere.
No,
on
not
one
that,
of your
not
channels.
That. The show.
Oh. The actual.
I know where that is.
The actual Taskmaster. Sadly, not streaming anywhere. You've got to buy. You have to purchase seasons of it. I bought mine through Apple TV, and no qualms about getting my money's worth for that entertainment.
Nice. All right. Well, I wish it would stream.
But yeah, there's a ton of it. There is actually a Taskmaster YouTube channel, and they show highlights and some full episodes. So that's a really good. That's a really good place to watch it.
Sane's Art says you can see it on YouTube. That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see all of them on YouTube because I've gone back through all the seasons, and you get one or two episodes per season. But
how many
greatest hit compilations?
How many seasons is it?
There's like 10 seasons or something.
Oh my lord!
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Quantum Feline, you're finding full seasons on there? I got to do more digging then because, interesting. I didn't think that, I didn't find all of season one on YouTube. So I just like, you know what? I'm just going to spend the money. It's, you know, it was like $8 or $9 and then I don't have to worry about any problems on, you know, the Apple TV and stuff.
Awful episodes, they say. They're all saying 14 seasons. Jeez, that's a lot.
Thanks for saving me money after I've spent it, Tadpool.
Yeah, where were you guys when Brian bellied up to the bar there with this $8?
Season 13 just finished. Holy cow.
Okay. Yeah, that's a lot. Well, anyway.
Well, maybe that's the problem. I need to search using British spelling. But speaking of Vegas and TMS Vegas, I have a Southwest, I'm a Southwest frequent flyer, Scott. That's where I take, we've got a nice little hub here in Denver. I can get everywhere I'm going. And and because of all the travel I did last year and some other things that I did, I was able to wrangle companion pass for Tina this year, right? So during the entirety of 2022, anywhere I fly on Southwest, Tina can tag along for free. No charge.
Right.
Which has been great for, going to Vermont or going to Vegas or going to Philadelphia and stuff like that. But you need to keep earning it year after year. And I found out that if I do one flight by the end of July, one more round trip flight, then I can lock it in for 2023. Mm-hmm. So I'm going back to Vegas for a night, just doing a 1 day Vegas trip. Kind of like I did a few years ago. This time, I have locked in a hotel. I'm not going to try and pull the 24-hour complete overnighter. But later in July, Vegas will have me back for one night.
Hot, steamy July visit to Vegas, baby.
Exactly. Whee! Listen, you know, it'll be pool time in the morning before it gets hot. Then yep. we'll be hanging out inside doing stuff. And because the day I'm there, I should be able to do a TMS in the morning from Vegas, I'm hoping.
Oh, so. Okay. Cool. Yeah, we can try to arrange that. Internet willing. You know where you're going to stay? Did you say? What hotel?
MGM Grand.
Grand. Okay.
Because I had free nights there, some free comp nights. So it's like, oh, well, if I'm going there for some pool time, that is one of the best pools in Vegas right there. So.
Feels like Wi-Fi in the morning last time we did it from the MGM was pretty good.
I think so, if I remember correctly.
I think it worked all right.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
It's just a matter of like figuring out what I want to bring along, right? Because if I'm only there for one day, I don't want to like have a whole ton of stuff. But you know, a decent microphone and maybe the iPad or something. I don't know. We can figure it out.
We'll figure it out. July coming at you, baby.
Exactly.
Well, that's awesome. Very exciting.
I did for a very fleeting moment think about saying, oh, what if I flew to Salt Lake City and hung out with Scott for a day?
Oh, but then you thought, I don't have any casinos.
Then I saw Vegas.
Yeah. You're like, well, he may be air conditioned, but there are no craps tables, and
there are no craps tables.
There's no pool in the morning, and all those things. Still hot, but that's about all you'd get. All right, well, that's awesome. I'm excited for you. Kim and I were talking about maybe a late, like, I guess it would have been July also, but because we're doing this thing for our anniversary, we're not doing that. All right, we're gonna move on now. And we're going to make sure that
change your mind. I'll let you know the dates I'm going. And
let me know off air what your times are, just for the heck of it. You never know, man. You never know. It's not far for me. It's like 5 hours. I'm there.
Exactly. Yes.
Except Kim's car, which is kind of our car now. It's the only car we have because we don't need two cars anymore. Right. She her battery. I think her battery's dying.
Oh crap!
And it's like 4 years old, which you know is not that long, but. Whatever. Yeah. So she's going into the dealer right now, in fact, to see what they say. Because I guess that year's Volkswagen Passats have a main battery and a little auxiliary battery. And if you don't do it right, you can F up the whole system because they're all timed for something with the computer, the way it works and all this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we got to go figure that out. I don't know why I'm bringing this up. Oh, I was just saying, like, that would suck if I was driving to Vegas and had that happen. That's what I was going to say.
Just Uber to Vegas.
Yeah, Uber to Vegas. I'm sure it's cheap. Won't cost hardly a thing to Uber to Vegas.
Totally fine. It'll be just fine.
Oh, the gas to go to Vegas right now, though. Oof, might be cheaper to fly.
God, yeah. Actually, it would be.
Be a lot cheaper. All right. Well, nonetheless, notwithstanding, it's time for the news. It's the news, and it's brought to you by...
Homemade curry and jambalaya on the same day.
Yeah, can you believe that? So we had Kim made both homemade curry, her amazing curry, and her jambalaya for whatever reason, just made them the same day. And she's like, yeah, here you go. One of these will go in a big container in the fridge for later, and one of them will eat. Which one do you want? I'm like, I guess we'll do the curry.
Okay, I was going to say, because the curry, you know, both of them are great, but the jambalaya, as the flavors start to meld together overnight, it's even better the next day.
No, you're totally right. Like week-old jambalaya is still amazing. Maybe at its finest. It's so good.
Right.
Anything past that, though, maybe don't eat it. But prior to that...
The graph starts high and it just gets higher.
Yeah. Anyway, it's been a good day at our house because of this food. Cool. All right, let's get to the story. Your Amazon A-word, your Echo, could soon mimic the voice of any dead relative you want to use.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
I don't like this.
I don't like this at all. I think it's weird. Although I kind of want to try it out. And then the question is, well, what dead relative do you use? Do you use my dad? Do I use I don't know, my grandpa?
You don't have to do one of your dead relatives. You could do, you know, you do Kim's voice or something like that.
You could do a living person, sure. Yeah. It's basically do the voice of any family member.
Right.
But everybody's like hyper focused on the idea that they could be
of
the deceased.
Of course they should be. Yeah.
The capability unveiled at Amazon's ReMars conference in Las Vegas. Oh, speaking of Vegas.
Yeah, there you go.
It's in development, would allow the virtual assistant to mimic the voice of a specific person based on less than a minute of provided recording. So you need to have that.
Wow.
And I've got that, you know, from a couple of dead relatives I could use.
Sure.
But, you know, in theory, this would work.
I have recordings of dead relatives.
This would work if you, like, went to YouTube and just got an interview with Harry Morgan. You know?
Right.
And now you're.
That's true. Yeah.
Your echo sounds like Colonel Potter.
Interview, right? Just like, you know, find episodes of MASH that had him monologuing.
Yeah. I would do this.
Isolate those out and.
Exactly. Play this song.
Hawkeye, when I went Mildred and Bayfair, I love horses.
Play
horse hockey. It's gonna be 68 degrees.
That's
today.
Right. It's super hot. Potato buckets or whatever it is, the stupid stuff he'd say. Anyway, so this is okay. So they did this. You only need a minute of recording. Senior Vice President, Head of Science for Alexa, his name is Rohit Prasad. Said at the event that the desire behind the feature is to build a greater trust in the interactions users have with the A word. I just don't want to set mine off. By putting more human attributes of empathy and affect. These attributes have become even more important during the ongoing pandemic, which is why so many of us have lost, or when so many have lost ones that we love. While AI can eliminate the pain of loss, or can't eliminate the pain of loss, it can definitely make the memories last. So he's the one that leaned into the dead thing.
Interesting. You know? Yeah, no kidding. Like, you know, it could do any voice you want, even dead people.
That's right. At the event, this is crazy. A young child asked the A word, "Can Grandma finish reading me The Wizard of Oz?" This is dark, man.
Yeah.
The A word then acknowledges the request and switches to another voice, mimicking the child's grandmother. The voice assistant then continues to read the book in the same voice. I think a kid would like this.
Yeah, exactly. And they lived happily ever after. Now I'm back off to heaven, Billy.
Yeah, see, it gets weird, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, if you've got like a 4-year-old who doesn't exactly understand what happened to Grandma, he's going to be kind of confused, you know?
Can Grandma read me a Harlequin romance novel?
Yeah. I feel like we just...
His throbbing manhood unleashed its...
his throbbing pectoral muscles.
All right.
Yeah.
You get the opportunity to choose any... dead, famous, I'm not even going to say celebrity, could be anybody, dead person's voice for your Amazon Echo device. Who do you choose?
Tony Randall.
Oh my gosh, that was so quick.
Yeah, I want Tony Randall being all fastidious and Tony Randall-ish, doing all my tasks. I love that.
Tony Randall, I love it. Yeah. That's such a great pull. Like,
I don't know why that one jumped out at me. I'd do that, or maybe, you know, Norm MacDonald.
Felix. All right.
Yeah, Felix. you're late for your appointment.
But I guess he was Felix. Klugman was Oscar.
Oh, right? Oscar, right.
Yeah, right.
It's been a while. But yeah, I could do that. I think Norm MacDonald would be fun. I think.
Norm MacDonald is another great choice. Yeah. Holy cow.
There's all sorts of them. The problem is you're not going to get, you'll get the cadence of their voice, but you're not going to get like, you know, if you said Robin Stewart. Williams, you're not going to get Robin Williams, the manic comedian.
I don't know. I mean, depends on how good it is it's going to be 72 degrees today with light showers.
See, I don't think he'll do that. I'll bet this thing is only capable of like getting the normal talking speaking cadence. Although if you gave it a minute of audio and it was just somebody yelling. What is that? What you get?
Right. Like Sam Kinison. Just give him a minute of Sam Kinison.
Oh my Lord. So the whole thing would be just like, if it was just somebody, if it was somebody just screaming, it'd be like, you know, now playing REM on Apple Music. Like, I don't know about
that. Why did you just go to where the REM is?
I feel like they just designed themselves a really great Black Mirror episode and they should pursue it.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Because this whole, it's a little too up its own butt. I don't think I like it.
Yeah. You can already do, there's a few people you can already, that like are kind of built in. Samuel L. Jackson, I know you can already get as your voice. I think it's 99 cents to download the skill to do Samuel L. Jackson as your voice.
Mm, I didn't know that. Is that a thing?
Yeah. That's the thing. We had Samuel L. Jackson, and instead of saying her name, you would say, "Ask Samuel You'd say her name and then say, ask Samuel what the weather is going to be. I'm going to try it right now and see if I can get it, if we still have it loaded.
All right.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Ask Samuel what the weather is going to be today.
That's him.
You hear that?
Kind
it's
of.
It's not super
vaguely.
Loud.
Yeah,
but,
it's quiet. Yeah. But no, it worked. Okay.
It worked. It totally worked.
I would do that. I'm going to do that. It's only a buck. I'll do that.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Here's the best part of it. Hold on. Let's see here. He's still talking. Is he done? Okay. I'm gonna move the microphone. Let's hope this works here. All
okay.
Right. Tell Samuel that there are snakes on this plane.
I don't know that. Oh. I don't know that.
Hold on a second. Now, there's a way to do this.
Oh, man. Oh, you have to set them to...
Ask Samuel if there are snakes on this plane. No, that's not it. Oh, no, that's it. Hold on. There are snakes on this plane. Darn it, I did it. I did it and I put it on Twitter or something. There's like a phrase you can say. Shoot.
Chat. Someone in the chat says you have to set it to not safe for work or something to have him truly do it.
Oh, he would, yeah, and he does it. And hold on.
So there's probably some phrase for that. Like,
yeah, let's see here. What's the phrase?
Like, let him be sweary and or something.
Let's see. Da-da-da-da. Where's the dang phrase?
Where's the phrase when you need it?
Here we go. Come on. Oh, here we is this it? Maybe this is it. All right. But do you have to say, I think you say her name, or do you just say?
You just say his name?
I think you just say, hey, Samuel.
I wish it was just Sam.
Nope.
You have to say, okay. all right. Introduce me to Samuel L. Jackson.
Can't hear him. Well, yeah, bring him closer to you.
Instead of moving the mountain to Muhammad.
Yeah, you're going to move Muhammad to the mountain. Right.
Exactly. Hey, Samuel, are there snakes on this plane?
You know what? I'll just leave it disabled. You can always say, Alexa, enable Hey Samuel to enable.
What?
Enable what, Sam? Wait. Okay, so there's.
I think she's losing her mind.
No, there's. I need to enable profanity or something. Hold on a second.
Yeah, there's a not safe for work setting. Someone in the chat says.
Yeah, let's see here. Hey Samuel, what do you think of snakes?
Not working.
Hey Samuel, what do you think of snakes? I get pushed, maybe. Hey Samuel, what do you think of snakes?
Here's something I found.
Oh, stop it.
Here's something I found on the web.
Exactly. That's your old standby. That old chestnut.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. And
all the voice assistants get out of jail free card is, here's something I found on the web. They all do it.
Exactly. It's like, yeah.
I don't like it.
Let me add that to my list. Mm-hmm. That's what the equivalent is.
So
oh,
lame.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, I'll have to get back to you. It's basically that. It's a horrible excuse.
Anyway, there is a, and I found it by accident. I think I said, there are snakes on this plane. And then he starts cussing and it's hilarious.
Maybe we don't know how to recreate it. Maybe they took it out. Maybe they were like, oh, we can't do this. The kids are making.
Maybe.
The kids have ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well.
All right, well, that was fun.
Yeah, here's a story for all you rich people in Florida.
Okay.
A teen or a bunch of teens? A group of teens. What do we call those? Just a group?
A
did a gaggle? Is it a herd?
A tapping of teens.
Tapping of teens. Got it.
Yes,
I like
a
it.
Tapping of teens.
I like it.
Disinterest of teens.
Disinterest of teens. They broke into an $8 million Florida mansion and held boxing matches during the house party.
Florida mansion.
Yeah, Florida mansion. Sheriff's office in Florida searching for the young adults who say they broke into an $8 million seaside home through a party, vandalized the property in the process, and posted video evidence on social media, according to WJXT. Yeah, because they're real smart, these kids.
Yes.
Let's see. The Walton County Sheriff's Office posted the videos from the open house party on its Facebook page. There were around 200 teens, and they asked that they would come clean and tell and turn themselves in. They requested.
Come clean, teens.
Come clean, teens. I don't want to come clean, teens. An open house party is against the law, the sheriff wrote. An open house party in a home you break into is a burglary.
Mm-hmm.
They found, let's see. Oh, my right eye is being so dumb today. They heard a complaint from a neighbor. And that's how this all got started. But they took off before they got there. The owners of the home didn't know anything was happening because they were out of town. By the way, I've noticed something about really rich people.
What's that?
They can afford your $8 million, $10 million, $20 million house, right?
Yeah.
They barely spend any time there.
Yeah.
They leave all the time.
Right. It's like, well, they're jet setting. Scott, they're out on their yacht, or they're in Mallorca, or they're in Trinidad and Tobago, or they're...
I get it once in a while, but the point of having a $20 million home should be to live there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. That'll never make sense to me.
By the way, September just got her Echo to do it. She said, I asked if there are snakes on this plane, and Samuel's response was, as long as there aren't M&F'n snakes on this M&F'n plane.
You must have some kind of child setting.
I think I was just asking the wrong question. I need to ask if there are snakes on the plane.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to install that today because I want him in my life in a more personal
it's
way.
It's great. It is the best because he'll tell you the weather. He says, it's going to be such and such degrees today, and later on it's gonna be dark and da, da, da.
So when he dies, is it weird? Will that then become weird that we have his voice in our echoes?
I don't know. All right, well, is it weird that we have the President Lincoln Hall of Presidents thing at Disneyland?
A little bit. Because all those are weird. Those are all weird, and not because they're dead. It's they're weird because they're terrible, you know. They're just all...
They're terrible, but then there's some amazing... Like, the fact that Lincoln stands up and sits down and, you know, like, a freaking robot that sits down. I think the wildest one in this one doesn't talk, but it's the Spider-Man animatronic...
Oh, yeah, the one that flies
is
across.
Disconnected.
The
thing. Yeah, that flies across and is completely self-contained, automated...
I don't think he's a robot, amazing. Though. Isn't he just a weighted mannequin, I think?
No. He's got some animatronic elements because he turns, he bends his body to land differently in the...
I thought that was just the way they threw him.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I honestly didn't know that. I thought it was just like a well-weighted, you know, it was done in such a way that it made it seem like it was whatever.
No, that video, you sent me a TikTok video, I think, when I was talking about that thing. And but there's a longer YouTube video you can see where they, there you go. Yeah, I think actually Captain Kipper just linked to it.
How does that thing?
Oh, God. Is that a fail right there where it's hitting the wall?
Yeah, I'm sure this thing took a bunch of different tries.
See, that's not, that's a different thing. This is just a fail. That's one where it just stopped working. Oh, my God.
So, but how does it not break every time? How does that not break every time? Every time they launch this thing, whether it lands or not, how does it not break?
They have a big net. That you can't see from below that he lands square in the middle of, and it just catches and boom, and then
weird. Does he get up and walk around after that or what?
No, that's all that robot does, right? Because there's an actor for the other 90% of that performance. He's running around, he's doing parkour, all that stuff, and then they do this launch thing. No way, Brian K64. That's a fake video.
No,
really?
Who knows? The chat room. You guys are not Wikipedia. I cannot count on you for anything.
I know. I kind of hope it's a fake video because can you imagine kids not realizing that it's a robot watching this this guy in a Spider-Man outfit slam his head into the air conditioning unit that he's supposed to clear?
Be freaking amazing. You kidding me? If I was a kid though, I'd be thrilled that I got to see it. Not work. That'd be great.
Right.
Because I'd go back and tell my friends.
There's a Stigma 82 found the real video. Yeah. From Wired Magazine. They explain how that thing changes its position in the air to make it.
So it's a proper robot.
It is a proper robot with robot arms and everything.
Wow. Okay. That's crazy. I'm going to watch that after the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had no idea it was that cool. All right.
And I'm glad I saw it before I saw this video, because it would have bummed me out. Like, I had the wonder when I first saw it of like, oh my God, that's such a cool jump. And some dude in a costume is doing that.
Yeah.
And I found out it's a robot, and it made it doubly cool. It was like, all right, I thought it was cool before. Now it's even cooler.
Must be creepy to move that thing around, though. You know,
to haul that little Spider-Man, like you got a guy with him over, yeah. over his shoulder, like, to me, hey, Bob, just getting Spider-Man back over to lunch.
Yeah, it reminds me of like what it would be like to work on in the storage department at a Muppets production. You know, just all these these lifeless Muppets that are usually right. so animated, right. just laying around staring into nothing. That's just weird to me.
I mean, I think, you know, there's got to be some dude carrying around Chuck E. Cheese when...
oh my gosh, Chuck E. Cheese. Someone's in charge of carrying Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
What a job. What a CV entry on your resume there. I carried Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah. Yes. I carried Chuck E. Cheese for a long time, which I guess the company who owned them did as well. Anyway, well, there's your big story yeah. about that. Don't go break into people's homes is the main thing. Okay. That's what we've learned.
Yeah.
They haven't caught those.
But I'm glad y'all are stupid enough to put it on social media, so it's going to be really easy to find out who did it.
Yep, that's true. When you do crimes and then document your own crimes, I feel like you kind of get what you got coming.
For sure. Know?
I don't know why you thought that would be a good idea, but good job, dumb
kids.
Doing
it for the likes, and then I'm doing it for the 7 to 10 on good behavior.
We finished today's news with this dumb story. A drunk mayor...
Mayor, not a female horse.
No,
not a mayor.
No, okay. An elected official. That's who we're talking about here.
Okay.
Crashed their car after meeting with families of drunk driving victims while drunk. So he drunkenly crashed his car after meeting with drunk driving victims. Residents are furious over Australian mayor's drunk driving car. And all of you thought it was like Florida or something. Always jumping to Americans, aren't we? Yeah. No, it's happened in Australia.
Okay. I admit, if you would have said, where do you think this took place, Brian, Florida would have been my first guess.
Yeah, it seems like a fair guess, actually, but you would be wrong. This is an Australian mayor. Drunk driving crash just 1 hour after she met with family. Oh, you also thought it was a dude, didn't you?
I tried to think it was a dude. I thought it was a Florida man.
So look at us breaking all of our assumptions.
That's too incorrect.
Oh, my gosh, what is this?
Look at that. That's not Van.
No. Hello. Hi.
You got a new puppy. Oh, hi. Look at your Twitch numbers are going to just go
look
up like
dog.
Crazy now.
The camera on. What is the deal here? You are so cute. Are you trying to talk me into something? Hi.
Hello. Thank you for the kisses.
Oh, my gosh, Scott.
You're so sweet. You're so sweet.
Oh, can we have it? I'm in love with it now. Is this one of yours? Gosh, Sarah Kim's sister is here, and she raises these little guys.
Oh, yeah.
Is this a
right.
boy or a girl? Oh, good. That's the best kind.
Oh, hold on. I'm changing my flight now from Vegas. I'm coming to Salt Lake City.
I'm going to come to Salt Lake to see this dog now. Yeah. That's awesome. That is definitely not Van. That's usually why Kim comes down here, is to share Van.
Yeah. So to give you a smoothie, a Van, or now a puppy. So now it's A, B, or C.
A, B, or C. What's the name? Utah Doodlebug? Oh, they all... Because yeah. We should keep that one. It really liked me. It licked my face. And her tail's wagging. Oh, man. All right.
Oh, what a cutie.
Made my morning.
Seriously, you do that and, you know, your YouTube numbers go up, your Twitch numbers here go up.
That's right. You know, there's only two ways to go. You can either go, you can go negative and just do nothing but negative, horrible stuff on the internet, and then your numbers go up. Or you can have a puppy. Either way. That way your numbers go up.
I hear boobs are a good thing to have.
Too. Boobs are pretty good. Right. I'm the next Amarath or whatever her name is. What's her name?
Right.
Amanorath. What's that? Who's the Twitch girl who's always in her tub and sells her pee or whatever?
Oh, no, really? Oh, the one we've talked about.
Wait, maybe she doesn't. Maybe it's not the same person. I don't know if it's the same woman or not.
Amaranth is what Tally's saying.
Amaranth, is that her name?
Amaranth.
Yeah, she's the redhead. She doesn't sell farts, though. It's somebody else.
Does she sell her bathwater? That's probably.
I don't know. But she's not her, oh, and the other one with her boob sweat. There's so many of these people selling their weird body stuff. Hey, Brian, let's start talking about what part of us we could sell. What do you want to sell?
Sure.
What do you got? Chode butter. Use chode butter from Brian.
You know, I gotta say, it absorbs into the skin, so it's I can't really give you any of that.
How about, like, I don't know, you guys want like a little container of some eyebrow hairs or like
yeah, when I shave my head, I can save the clippings for people.
Yeah,
people
put that dust in a little something, just a little container.
Sadly, men are the stupid ones who buy this garbage from women.
Oh, and good
it's not
point.
Vice versa.
We don't want people that would buy that stuff from us. Do we?
No, basically, if you call us or if you write us and say, please send me some of your shaved head clippings, we will put you on a list. And
yeah, congratulations. You're on the list. Oh, my gosh, I want that dog. What is wrong with me? I have too many dogs.
That dog is adorable. I want that dog, too.
Oh, all right. Well, it ain't happening.
Start the bidding.
I think these are the ones. I think these are the ones she raises that go for like $3,000. So I probably don't want that dog.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. Wow. That's, I know.
Purebred.
Labradoodle, sure. Whatever they're called. I forget.
Exactly.
Whatever.
All right, Claire, you're now on the list.
You're on the list, Claire. Claire wants our stuff. You don't want
our kidding.
Stuff.
You've been on the list for a long time, Claire.
Yeah. Hey, Claire, you're still on the list, is what we're saying.
You're still on the list. Yeah, you've moved up.
Yeah. You just helped lock yourself there longer. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Bill Duran will join us. And right after that, Bobby Frankenberger will also join us. It's Tuesday. Yeah, that's right. So stick around for all of that. But before that, a song and a break. What is the song for the break?
We're going to Los Angeles for this one. A duo that goes by the name Standards. Makes it hard for you to find, but if you look for the song, then it makes it a lot easier. This is a really cool... God, it's like if the Flaming Lips did Prague, you'd end up with this. This is an instrumental track from their brand new album, Fruit Town.
Prague. Oh, Prague Rock. Got it.
Prague Rock, yes. Not
the location.
P-R-A-G-U-E, Prague. But,
I was like, wait, they could perform there. Why not? Yeah. That'd be fine.
This brand new album comes out July 22nd on Wax Bodega Records. They're on tour next month with the Glacier Veins as direct support. Go check them out. Standards is the band. Here's the first single from Fruit Town. It's called Cloudberry. We'll be right back.
Oh, good coffee is so hard to come by. You know, you got to look around. You got to do your work. You got to do your stuff, right? Well, I love Trade Coffee, and you will too. They connect customers to the freshest and best tasting coffee they've ever made at home by partnering with the country's best craft roasters. These are independent businesses, by the way, in big cities, small towns, all over the place. Trade customers are truly impactful for these independent roasters, often being the largest source of new growth for those folks. So here's what you want, right? Expertly tasted coffee? Good tasting means good testing. Trade Coffee's team actually taste tests thousands of coffees a day. Copies of coffees? That doesn't work. Just coffees. And they keep 450 different kinds live and ready to ship each and every day. And there's no one perfect coffee, but there is a perfect coffee for you. And Trade's human-powered algorithm is going to find it. Trade's first match guarantee is this. They're so confident that they'll match you the right time the first time that if they don't for some reason, they'll take your feedback and an actual coffee expert will work with you to send a brand new bag for free. So they're awesome. I'm not the, you know, I'm not Mr. Connoisseur of different kinds of coffees. You know, to me, they're all kind of the same. But I can tell you the stuff that they sent my wife, it was a cut above. Better than I expected. They can do that for you as well. And it's an amazing experience, by the way. You go to the website, take this really easy, quick test, and it tells you exactly who you are and what you're going to get. And it's awesome. I think Trade's great, and it can do all these things for you and more. Right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/TMS. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/TMS and let Trade find you a coffee you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/TMS for $30 off.
Why are adults so hung up with making money? That's all they think about.
Why shouldn't I live now and have all the fun I can? If I don't get killed in the war or by the big bomb, all I can look forward to is making money like my father. And I know he isn't happy.
That kid is wily.
This is the Morning Stream. Shut up, baby. I know it.
And we're back. Hey, who was that one more time?
Sure, that's a band called Standards, and from their upcoming album, Fruit Town, it's the lead single. It's called Cloudberry.
Fruit Town.
Fruit Town.
I like it.
It's appropriate, right? Cloudberry, Fruit Town. Yeah. It's all sounds like a little bit of a, you know, a theme album.
I agree.
Concept album, if you will.
Sounds all right to me. Now,
hey, once you pull Bill in here, I'm going to go for just a second to go answer Nature's Call.
Oh, hey, look, if nature calls, you got to answer it. The truth is,
the Nature's Call is coming from inside the house.
Bill is showing offline, so we may end up having not him anyway, but let's see. Let's see if he answers. No, nothing. Okay. All right. Here's what we'll do. We're going to officially take a break.
Okay.
So that you can go do your thing. I'm going to go pee because now that you said it, I have to pee.
Whoa, shit.
Yeah. Hold on. Nope, now you also have to wipe up, mop up Coke Zero.
Gosh dang it. I knew if I put it on this side, I was going to whack it. I knew it.
Tim, bring back the dog.
Bring the dog back. I hope he's absorbent. Shit. All right, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to take this break, and when we come back.
60-second break.
Yeah, so everyone just chill, okay? We'll be back. We're going to pause the show. Hold on. Okay. All right, we're back. Sorry, everybody. I don't think Bill's around. Let me just try one more time here. See if he's. Right. I don't know what happened there. So you know what? We're going to bring Bobby in early. How about that?
There you go. Cool.
Bobby's ready. In. Yeah, Bobby's ready. Bobby's always ready. He's at the ready.
Somewhere in South Carolina, a long-haired dude is going, oh, crap. Hold on a sec.
Hold on a second.
Microphone.
I'm nude.
Science.
Hey, look who it is. It's Bobby Frankenberger here with a little bit of science on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon morning. It's afternoon for him, I guess.
Hello.
Hey, man, what's going on there at noon your time?
It is beautiful here. The high today is only going to be 82, which is really nice.
I would trade you. We're at 95 today.
That's kind of perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to be hot here. So you want to trade?
It's currently 81 here in Denver.
Nice.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, let's see.
I hate the heat.
Let's check out the Salt Lake City SLC
weather. A high
weather.
Of 91, a low of 77 today.
82, high of 98. Oh, my Lord. Jeez. Why are we so hot today? I don't know, but I may spend some time outside. I like the heat.
It's valley heat, though.
It is valley. And it's a dry heat and it's valley heat, so we're all good.
It's a wet heat. It's a humid heat.
Humid heat where you are, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and your heat is
yeah,
dry,
mine's dry as hell. Mine's so dry, I'll probably need to put lotion on before I go out there.
Just use a wet Coke Zero soak.
Yeah,
cloth.
Why not a cloth of Coke Zero and water and my butt stain? Why not? Bobby, welcome to the show. Thanks for the last minute bump up, and hope you're well. What's going on in the world of science? You're our science correspondent. We rely on you for scientific knowledge.
Something really cool was discovered in the world of microbiology just recently. A giant bacteria was just discovered.
Uh-oh. When will it be running for president? That's my question. Because isn't that
too late? It already has.
Oh, it already did. Oh, shoot. Okay.
But no, it's the first one, or not the first one. It's the largest one that has ever been discovered. So big that it can be seen with the naked eye.
Oh my gosh!
That's how it was discovered.
I don't want to. Is this a thing we can look at right now, like on air?
Yeah, let me. I didn't prepare quite properly and get you, but here, let me copy this link and put it in the Discord. I think there are some images you can see there.
Yeah, we'll see.
The comparison image at the top of the article is there's a dime, and you can see they look like they're about the size and shape of an eyelash.
Mm.
And you can see it with the naked eye. And
look at that! Wild.
So for comparison, for anybody who's like a bacteria, that's still really tiny. What's the big deal? That's about 5,000 times bigger than the average bacteria.
Yeah, which makes it seeable.
I don't like wormy looking bacteria. I don't know what it is. Like if it's just a little dot, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But things that are long like that, just like
you don't see it moving around.
You don't want anything that can go up
squirming.
Your urethra, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I agree.
It's 5,000 times bigger than the average bacteria, but it's also 50 times bigger than the previous giant bacteria record holder.
50 times. So would the 50 times one also, that would have been visible with the human eye or no?
No, okay. Very unlikely. I mean, if you imagine that little tiny thing and then cut it up into 50 pieces, you probably wouldn't be able to spot that.
Gotcha. Good point.
But so if you put these bacteria sizes in human terms and you call and you imagine that the average bacteria is a human, just imagine as human sized, this would be like finding a bacteria that was the size of Mount Everest compared to a human.
Oh my gosh.
Okay,
wow.
That big a difference. That's amazing.
Yeah, that puts it in perspective. I don't like that at all. So
So everybody's you're freaking out about it, but right, like not bacteria, just because it's a bacteria doesn't mean it's like dangerous
harmful
or anything. Right. Like bacteria is just a type of life, right?
Yeah. Do you eat yogurt, Scott? You eat yogurt?
Yeah,
don't
I do
you?
Eat yogurt. I do. I do.
This is not a pro or bad bacteria. It is a neutral bacteria.
So where are you going to find this, though? Like, am I going to just flip over a cheese sandwich and there it is, or what?
It was found in the mangrove forests of the French Caribbean. There were some biologists there. They were doing what they do, taking water samples and just looking at things, and they weren't looking for this. And in fact, I said it was visible with the naked eye. That's how it was discovered, actually. They were taking water samples and just looking at it, and they noticed that there were these little hairy things that would stick to the surface of water, stick to other things that they pulled out of the water, and they were like, that's weird. I wonder what that is. And then they examined it under a microscope and discovered that it is, in fact, a bacteria. Now, this is amazing just knowing that it's a giant bacteria, but there are other really amazing things about this. First of all, a bacteria is a single-celled organism, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that thing is one single cell.
Oh, yeah, no kidding, which is huge.
Yeah. And very large. Now, there are large single cells that you see. Well, chicken eggs are a single cell.
Really? Okay. Didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. But the difference is like all sorts of eggs that are laid, right? Frog eggs, fish eggs.
Oh, right. Because they have a nucleus, and that does make sense. Yeah.
But the thing about eggs is that they're what are called gametes. They're sex cells, right? So the point of those is just to hold genetic material. It's just genetic material, and then most of the big bulk of an egg is like food to sustain it while it develops into an organism, right? Like inside mammals, you don't need all that because you have the mother, the body of the female that is growing the organism, provides it with nutrients. But an egg, like a chicken egg, it needs to have everything it needs inside the egg there. So it's very large, but it is a single cell. The reason that this is so fascinating is that this is a single cell organism. It is a self-sufficient life form that is one single cell, and it is that big. And it's very big. In fact, it's so big that it's much larger than what scientists thought was theoretically even possible.
Mm.
Because of for a lot of reasons.
Now let me ask you this: if I ingest one of these just by accident, okay, I'm out at the pool. Yeah. There happens to be a little, I don't know, a little overgrowth of this stuff, and for some reason I hork one of these up my nose and down the gullet it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be like a grasshoppers versus the ants kind of thing in Bug's Life, where the ants finally figure out they can rise up and take it down, or is this thing going to propagate? Like, what happens? What do we know?
Well, I don't know. They haven't tested it by swallowing it yet. That's usually like a phase 4 scientific test, right? Like,
sure. Yeah, you get some sucker.
Oh, we found
to eat
this
it.
Thing. What happens when we eat it?
Right, because once they try that, they really can't do any more tests on it, sadly.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Right. That's a different step in the process. But maybe you might feel it in the back of your throat, and it would like make you go, ha, ha, you know,
because yeah, right.
It's kind of like a little hair. No, we don't know what it would do. But the interesting thing about these things, so I'm going to throw a couple of science terms at you, and I promise I will define them. It is a type of single-celled organism that is very, it's not super sophisticated. It's what's called a prokaryote. There are eukaryotes, and there are prokaryotes. Prokaryotes are much older on evolutionary terms, and the difference is, you and I, the cells in our bodies are eukaryotes, which means they're very organized and sophisticated. There are lots of little machinery inside of our cells that help it do things. But a prokaryote is not. It's just like all the crap is inside one big bag of a cell, and there's not a lot of stuff going on in there. All the DNA is floating around freely inside the cell, and there's not a lot of sophisticated mitochondria and nuclei and stuff like that, which would be in a eukaryote. Anyway, so the point is that this is a very older evolutionary organism called a prokaryote. And that's why they thought it was impossible for something that is so simple and basic like this to be so large. It's because there's not a lot of sophisticated organelles inside of it. It doesn't have an intracellular transport system, which means when things get into it that need to be like food that it needs to eat, you kind of expect that a cell can only be so big because once it gets too big, it wouldn't be able to move things around to where it needed to be inside that organism, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's too big, then the ratio of its volume to its surface area becomes too small, right? Or too large. Too much volume compared to its surface area. Why is that important? Because these organisms absorb all of their food and energy from the environment around them. So if you're too big, then you don't have enough surface area to absorb enough energy inside of you to sustain life, right? So again, they were very shocked that something could be this big, because how is it getting enough energy to even survive?
Well, it's still small. I mean, if it was the size of a dog, I could start to see the problem. But as long as it's small enough that it can reside within other organisms or within bodies of water or wherever it thrives, then your surface area ratio is good, right? Like this.
Well, imagine a scenario. So the short answer to your question is not exactly, because you still, even if you're surrounded by water or inside of another organism, you still have the same problem. Imagine that it's not a long string. Imagine it's your prokaryotic, your single cell organism is just a perfect sphere, mm-hmm. right? You need to absorb nutrients from the outside world, and you need to get those nutrients inside the cell, into all over inside the cell, even deep inside the middle. So that's not too big of a deal. You absorb it, and it slowly diffuses because there are no complex structures inside that are moving things. It just slowly absorbs and then diffuses throughout the goo inside the cell, right? Mm. So if it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, then it needs more and more stuff, but the volume, the inside, the goo on the inside is growing much faster than the outside of the cell. And just imagine that the whole outside is surrounded by little tiny mouths, which are like transport channels, right?
Sure.
And you're getting more body and not in at a much faster rate than you are getting mouths that can get food for it. Mm. And so this is way bigger than they thought that could be, but they think they figured out why it's able to survive even though it's so big. And that's because this thing lives in a sulfur rich environment. In fact, the way it gets energy is through what's called sulfur oxidation. And it absorbs a lot of sulfur. And through that process, it changes it into nitrate. These are a lot of chemical names, which aren't super important, but just know that nitrogen is really important for life. And so this thing seems to have a long 75% of the inside of its body is just a giant sack of stored nitrogen or nitrates. And that's so that it can hold on to a lot of it to help sustain its life and the metabolic processes to continue to live. But the way that helps it is if 75% of that internal volume is just a storage stack, then it can push up against the inside walls and it makes it so there's not as much things that are diffusing into the cell don't have to go as far.
Oh,
does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it does. It totally does. So, can they apply, now that they understand that or have seen this in action and know that it's possible, has this raised the bar on what they predict now? Like, did this make them go, now we think there's like worm-sized bacteria living under the ice age caps or something? Like, I don't know.
It's possible. Yeah, that's exactly why this is exciting and why biologists are really excited about this, is because they didn't think that this was possible. So it changes what they should be looking for, right? Mm. Like, or it updates what they should be looking for and updates what they can understand as possible, so they can start looking for other things where in situations and in ways that they may have assumed before that it was not possible, right? And so you might see all sorts of new things being found, you know?
Mm. Yeah. Well, that is super interesting. I hope I never eat one by accident.
It's probably too late.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it
already happened.
It probably already has happened. Someone in the chat says, wouldn't it just die in your stomach acid? Well, no,
probably.
lots of bacteria survive your gut. They go down.
There are some. There are definitely some. Yeah.
Sure.
That survive.
Like, you take a probiotic and you're basically, you know, you're taking in live culture. And
well, your stomach is only one part of your gut, right?
Right.
Like, your intestines are not filled with all that acid. So there's tons of bacteria in your intestines for sure. And they're very important bacteria that are important to they help you digest food.
Talk about,
you would die without them.
That's true. Talk about your sulfur-rich environment. My intestines are ready for these guys.
lots of yummy sulfer.
Well, so much
I have to let some out every once.
That's right. You can't keep it all to yourself. Well, this is great. Right. I enjoy topics like this, and glad you've got your ear to the biological bone, as it were.
The bio bone.
Anything cool going on with your show, All Around Science, that people should know about?
Yeah, so our show, All Around Science, we do science news every week, and we just yesterday we released an episode where Maura taught us all about the Black Death from the Dark Ages. It did you know, the first of all, that thing A is still around, mm-hmm. And B, the plague that happened lasted for like 500 years or something.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like a little blip in time, right? Like, you know, you hear about the Black Death, the Black Plague, and it's like, oh, that was a, you know, brief thing, but
yeah, yeah.
It's still around. Part like
well, it is still around in some way, and it's very small. You wouldn't call it a concern or anything, but I always thought it popped up in the 1300s, maybe lasted 50 or 100 years and then it was gone. But no, it kept plaguing people for up until as late as the 1800s.
Find out how close it is to you.
Right, right. Well, the reason it was brought up is there was some news recently that was up until just very recently, like the past couple months, scientists didn't really know what the Black Death was in terms of the organism that actually caused it, the bacteria. They knew it was bacterial. Yep. They knew that it was spread by rats and fleas, but they weren't exactly sure, and they figured it out with some cool processes. So we talk a lot about that on this episode that just came out.
Nice.
Also, I wanted to say real quick, I know we're not talking about all the terrible crap that's going on in the world right now, but I wanted to remind people just one thing, which is in terms of all these kinds of like scientific arguments that you can be having and just logical arguments that you have with people that you care about in the world, just remember that something that I always try to remember myself when it comes to critical thinking, which is that you really can't logic or reason someone out of a position that they didn't reason themselves in to begin with. So it just, as a general sort of, I guess, public service announcement, try not to argue with your friends, and you're not going to change their minds. Mm-hmm. Your mental health will be improved if you just try to let it go. I'm not saying don't argue with the government. You certainly want to do that, but just a little word of advice from someone who struggles with feeling like I'm surrounded by people who think stupid, terrible things.
Yeah. So yeah. No, it's good advice. I'm having to give myself some of that advice today. Yeah. I started three tweets on the toilet this morning that I deleted.
I actually do that a lot as an exercise of helping me deal with those things. I will type out a big, angry, like Facebook comment or tweet, and I just delete it. Right? Like I've gotten, I blew out all the steam by typing it out, and then I just delete it, and it makes me feel a lot better.
Well, there you go. Bobby with some good ideas and also terrifying new bacteria to deal with. Well done today. Bobby Frankenberger, of course, always a pleasure to have you on. Everybody check out his podcast wherever you get him. All Around Science. Bobby, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
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 All right. Well, today was a one guest episode. I don't know what happened.
So no word back from Bill?
Nothing from Bill. I hope everything's all right. I'll check with him later hopefully can catch him. I text him. I haven't heard anything, so we'll see.
He's working on a big Death Charger skull, the last I saw on his YouTube channel. So hopefully next week he'll be able to tell us about that.
I would love to hear about it. That sounds really good to me. In the meantime, don't forget, you can support our show at patreon.com/TMS. We've got a brand new month starting soon, and it's a perfect time to get in. I want to thank these recent supporters for joining. Sean, Michael Eric, Dan Wyzakorkic. I don't think I'm saying that right.
Wyzarek.
Thank you very much.
Wyzakorkic.
Jeez, Scott. And Douglas Traster. No one's tasting Douglas.
He's not a taster of Douglas. No.
These four, by the way,
are the new replacement singers for One Direction. The new American version of One Direction. It's great.
Fantastic. I'm glad to hear that's finally making some tread there.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Frogpants.com/TMS for everything else. And if you'd like to contact us directly and have us read your email on the show, that can happen at themorningstream@gmail.com. Brian, that's it. We're out of here. Play us a song so we can go.
All right. Michael from Edmonton wrote in and said, hi, Scott and Brian. I'd like to request a song for my wife's birthday. Her name's Amanda. Friday, June 24th, was her 40th revolution around the sun, and she is the most important person in my life. If it's not too late to request a song, could you please play any cover of a Whitney Houston song? She's one of Amanda's favorite artists. And then he says directly to Amanda, so as not to confuse that I'm saying this to
Amanda.
Oh,
I see. Yeah.
That's why I, that's why I'm clarifying.
Yeah, it's clarifying.
Amanda, simply put, you have made my life complete and I cannot wait for the next 40 years of fun and adventure. I love you, Blue. Yes, I said Blue.
Oh, here's this for her.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
Cool. I was going to sing Boston, but tomorrow's so far away. And then I got to say. Anyway, I don't know if enough of the lyric. Maybe I need to pull out third stage again and listen to it.
Sure.
Thanks so much to all the TMS family. Your friend from the north, Michael from Edmonton. P.S. Scott, please tell Kim the mushroom soup was killer.
Oh, good. I loved it too, man. She made this amazing mushroom soup that it used oat milk instead of real milk and real mushrooms that you get like at a market or whatever. Unfreaking believable. It's so good. If anyone wants that recipe, freaking hit me up somewhere and I'll share it because it's so freaking good. Anyway, glad to hear that.
Really good.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, how about some Whitney Houston? You know, there's always the greats, right? Like David Byrne covering I Want to Dance with Somebody, or Evan Dando from the Lemonheads does There's a Girl I Know. Oh, How Will I Know? That's the song.
How will I know? Sorry.
Exactly. Let's go to this one right here. Speaking of I Want to Dance with Somebody, a couple years ago, Scary Pockets, which is the another project by Jack Conti of Pomplamoose and Patreon fame, because he doesn't have enough going on in his damn renaissance world lives in.
No kidding.
From their album Ups and Downs, here is Scary Pockets' cover of I Want to Dance with Somebody.
See you guys tomorrow.
Strikes upon the hour and the sun begins to fade. Still enough time to figure out how to chase my blues away. I've been alright until now. It's the light.
I wanna dance with somebody. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Bye-bye, little turd.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.